Hi, it's Eva Cox with another version of How Do We Create a More Civil Society, a Truly Civil Society? And I want to start with the idea that we are citizens and not customers. And we need a reminder of that quite constantly, because sometimes when you're hearing what's on the news, we forget about it. This last week we've had, quite apart from the usual crisis in Canberra, but they're getting so boring we don't even notice them, but we've had another Royal Commission announced, this one into aged care. We've had some horrifying examples of what happens in the aged care area, and that again creates that sense of crisis, that sense that we're not coping, the sense that something's going seriously wrong. How can we be treating our aged citizens like that? And then we had, in the last couple of weeks, childcare workers going on strike because they were so badly paid. A lot of them are preferring to do things like fill shelves at Woolworths because they get better paid than they do taking care of our kids with a Cert 3. There's something very wrong with all of that. But we can go on about what's wrong. But what I've been trying to talk about for the last period is solutions. Let's have a look at those areas. Both of those areas have actually been very seriously affected over the last few years by that shift to customer from being citizens. Because if you're a citizen, you have rights. You have some sense of identity. You have some sense of obligations. You've got some sense of being connected through to a wider thing. If you're a customer, it's your responsibility for getting the appropriate deal. It's your responsibility for bargaining for the best thing. It's a distrust relationship. A citizen should be a trust relationship. And at the moment, we're doing very badly on those. And these two examples from the community services area really show us where we're going wrong. We're not paying people a decent wage in those areas. So we have turnover and low-skilled staff in many cases. We don't believe that those jobs are actually valuable, and here we get back to the gender issues, because really taking care of people is the sort of thing we do for nothing. So therefore, when we do it for pay, we should be paid badly. So all of the community services tend to undervalue personal skills, understanding people, communication, relationships, all of those things that actually make being a person real and worthwhile. And particularly if you're a person that works in something like a childcare centre or an aged care service. You're working with people and you need to feel good about your job and who you are and being appropriately paid. And the people that you're dealing with, the children, the parents, the aged care people, need to feel that you actually care about them. Now, if you're working in an organisation which was set up by the community for the community as part of a not-for-profit community sector, chances are that, at least in intention, sometimes it doesn't work that way, the people will care about the fact that you are the person that's using it. You are the patient, you are the resident, you're not the customer. You're not somebody who is only there because they paid for it. You are there because this is a community service that counts for you. And the people that work with you have the same sense of it. If they're underpaid, you are likely not to be treated as well as you could be treated, or they are likely to leave the jobs because they can't really afford to work there. They don't feel that they're valued, you don't feel that you're valued, and vice versa. This is one of the problems. We've commercialised a lot of these services over the last couple of decades. Somehow or other, I mean, there's always been some commercial daycare, there's always been some commercial nursing homes. But now it's a commercial model, so even those that may be run by the community on a not-for-profit basis run the commercial model because you have to make money. You have to run it so it's efficient, not effective. We end up with a model of care which really reflects how they can keep costs down, like food costs, care costs, time costs, and all of those things, because you have to actually balance your books. The economic overtakes the personal, the social, the relational. Something like 70% of our childcare places are now in commercial services, making a profit, sending the profits overseas in some cases, and really not focusing on the children as their primary focus, but just as their customers. What's happening in aged care, and it's happening in both the commercial and the non-commercial areas, unfortunately, is again, we're trying to run these according to a funding system which doesn't do well. So can we actually start setting up policies which says we need to make sure that the services are there to serve the people, to really serve their needs as people, not as customers, as citizens who have rights? Can we try and set conditions which make these less attractive to people who are trying to make a profit and more appropriate for communities? Can we look at the funding? Can we make sure that we raise the pay rates so that people will stay in these jobs and feel valued? Can we make sure that there's access by the community to the centres, not that they're run by some large organisation which really prefers people not coming in and out because they are a nuisance? Can we get back to the fact that we have a community service sector which is a community services sector and not one which is run for profit, even though there might be some profit-making people who are happy with a small margin taking part in the local communities? We need to run an entire review of the community services sector to really make sure that we remove the profit margins, that we remove profit as the object of the exercise, and get back to having our citizens well cared for by the community. Then maybe we'll feel a lot better about the society that we live in.